This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist in Pleasanton. The clinical patient last name is Folkins. First name is Nathaniel, Nathaniel. Date of visit is February 1, 2024. First type of patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury in September of 2017. First patient was in Charleston, South Carolina. First patient was driving a four-wheel ATV. First patient tells me that the ATV flipped over. First up, he immediately fell onto the ground. First patient tells me that he hit the head onto the ground. First patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First he tells me that he was out of consciousness for about 45 minutes to 1 hour. First up, when he woke up, a common patient was confused and disoriented. First up, patient was taken to the emergency room. He was diagnosed with concussion and bleeding. First up, patient was treated. First up, next paragraph, patient tells me that he does not have any more symptoms now. First up, he tells me that his symptoms resolved. First up, majority of the symptoms right now is depression and anxiety symptoms. First up, patient tells me that he feels depressed and anxiety, and he's seeing doctor for that. First up, next paragraph, patient is currently an electronic technician for the state of California. Next paragraph, a MOCA examination today is 29 out of 30. First up, patient missed one on delay recall. Patient tells me that patient tells me that he does not have any significant symptoms results from the traumatic brain injury. First up, I believe that his symptoms have completely resolved. First up, patient likely had traumatic brain injury in September of 2017 when he lost of consciousness from the four-wheel ATV accident. First up, however, his symptoms have all resolved. First up, currently he does not have any traumatic brain injury symptoms. First up, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient, patient's last name is S-A-E-L-E-E. First name is S-O-U. Date of visit is February 1, 2024. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First up, patient tells me that in 2004, a patient was in Iraq during his first deployment to Iraq. First up, he was in Iraq. Patient tells me that his armored vehicle was hit with an IED. First up, there was explosion and shock waves. A patient tells me that there's no physical injury to the head. First up, a patient feels dizziness and lightheadedness from the shockwave. A patient tells me that he was wearing helmet at that time. First up, a patient did not lose consciousness. Next paragraph, since the event, a patient has blurred vision. A patient has migraine headaches 2 to 3 times a month. First up, patient's memory is poor. First up, patient has got poor concentration and insomnia symptoms. A patient also has difficulty to remember tasks. Patient has difficulty to concentrate and focus. Patient has tinnitus and patient has tinnitus symptoms. Patient has earring symptoms. Patient also diagnosed with depression and PTSD. Patient tells me that he has been seeing doctor for that. Next paragraph. A patient is currently working in a casino as a card dealer. Patient tells me that these symptoms are not affecting him to work as a card dealer. Patient, the MOCA examination today is 26 out of 30. He missed 4 on the delay recall. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that a patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. That was in 2004 in Iraq, the first time, but there was an IED explosion near his light armored vehicle, first up. Now, the patient tells me that he did not hit the head, first up, there's no loss of consciousness, first up, he's not wearing a helmet, first up, there's no physical injury to the head, first up, however, he tells me that the shockwave caused him to dizziness and lightheadedness, first up, it is my my opinion that the injury was not severe enough to result in traumatic brain injury. First of all, now patient has a PTSD and depression. First of all, I believe that the PTSD and depression are the causes for his difficulty to concentrate, insomnia, memory loss, and memory problems and headaches. First up, the next paragraph. This marks a de-adaptation.